On July 5th, 2008, the Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Qinghai Eden on Earth Arts Gallery exhibition opened at Yinga in Taipei County. Organized by the Love Ocean Creative International Company, the exhibit continues until July 31st at the Shin Tai Yan Arts Workshop Center in Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan. The gallery's debut featured photographs taken by Supreme Master Qinghai during the making of her number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds. Supreme Master Qinghai had graciously accepted the invitation as the guest of honor to join the inaugural tea party via live video conference, which opened with a heartwarming puppet show about saving our planet, based on the characters from Supreme Master Qinghai's other number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life. During the live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai answered questions from the guests, noted professionals, and leaders of their fields who had been moved and inspired by her books. A world-renowned humanitarian and spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Qinghai has dedicated herself to the future of the planet and its inhabitants. Throughout the years, she has encouraged a balanced life in harmony with nature, which includes a vegetarian, meaning animal-free diet. Her example of compassion for all beings has been shown through her active concern for their existence, for the preservation of their habitat, and for the greater environment. In her responses to panelists during the live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai brought forth new clarity to the dialogue, going to the root of climate change to reveal the one eternal message for humankind's survival, and that is love. Today, Supreme Master Television presents a rebroadcast of part one of Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Qinghai Eden on Earth Arts Gallery exhibition with guest of honor Supreme Master Qinghai.
各位贵宾，午安！我是常晴芬，今天非常荣幸和各位贵宾还有我们全球的观众，在这个午后共聚一堂，是一个非常难忘的时刻。那么在这儿，除了我之外呢，为大家服务的还有Rita。大家好。Hello。谢谢大家。 我想大家来到这就知道说我们今天活动的主轴是什么，对不对？那就是青海无上师的感动共享之旅艺术影像展的首航《伊甸在人间》。相信大家进来之后，是不是有看到很多幅非常珍贵动人的照片？这些都是师父亲自就是在 爱默村还有很多野外跟所有的动物共同的生活了很长一段时间，用他的爱，然后用他的眼睛，用他的心去观察，然后呢拍下了一幅一幅珍贵的照片，每一幅照片后面都有一个动人的故事，所以大家在观赏的时候也要用你的眼，用你的心去观赏它。 我想我们这次的活动非常要感谢我们的主办单位，那就是爱海创意国际有限公司，还有承办单位，那就是新太原艺术工坊，还有就是爱海艺文广场。谢谢你们，如果没有你们，我们的活动就不会进行的那么的顺利。接下来我们要探讨的是青海无上师摄影展。 师傅的摄影展呈现出自然的美感，以及为了恭贺青海无上师的摄影展，新太原总经理王文熙先生本周特别模拟法国自然派画家米勒的10岁作品，制造出一幅大型的瓷板壁画，提供大家欣赏。相信大家都有看到这幅画，并借此祝贺师傅的摄影展圆满成功。 我们谢谢王总经理跟夫人，谢谢。接下来我们很荣幸为各位介绍今天的嘉宾，第一位嘉宾是新太原艺术工坊董事长王文熙先生及王夫人。
谢你们。第二位是防癌常联倡导人梅湘阳先生，谢谢你们。第三位是中华民国旅行同业工会理事长姚大光先生。接下来是专业展场摄影师任正林先生。台南大学台研所所长陈坤宏教授。中华 UFO 科学会理事长兼台北医学大学教授江广荣先生。台北县议员欧金诗议员。交通大学土木系教授黄玉林先生。新格工艺坊创作人詹之富先生。爱玉费陀文化有限公司呼吸大师陈静香总经理，欢迎你们。
同时我想除了在场的嘉宾之外啊，我们今天还有一位远在海外的特别来宾，那么我们今天所有的作品都是他的创作啊，那当然就是我们的师父青海无上师了哈。青海无上师他可以说是一个人道主义者、慈善家，也是一位生活艺术家啊。那么他的很多著作我相信大家是不是都看过，我也看过啊，比如说像今生有约、我的狗宝贝，还有就是真爱奇遇、我的鸟语兄弟，以及高贵的野生，这些作品不但是在我们国内的啊所有的书店的排行榜都是高居前面，同时我们在亚马逊的网络书店它是排行榜第一名啊。这些书啊其实都是师父他自己亲身的一个体验，刚才我说啊，他常常跟这些动物啊为邻，他就会在河滨边自己搭一个帐篷，然后自己带着摄影机、自己带着所有的器材去观察所有的动物的生态，还有比如说看到很多天鹅的鹅妈妈、鹅爸爸怎么样去爱他们的鹅宝贝，就跟我们所有做爸爸妈妈爱我们的孩子是一样的，所以不只是人，所有的动物跟人都是一样的啊。所以师父啊，他对这个动物还有对人的爱真的都是无私无我的，因此呢我们看了他的书，我们看了他的摄影的作品，看了今天的每一幅画，我们都知道师父跟这些野生动物之间不但是没有语言的障碍啊，同时也超越了人跟动物之间的这个界限。我想我们现在啊看到的所有的作品，如果没有师父就没有这些了不起的作品，也不会引起我们内心很多的感动。那我们现在呢就来欢迎我们最敬爱的师父青海无上师。
Hello，
师父你好。
师父好。
哎，大家好。
你好。
你好，大家好。
师父
好。师父
好。
Yeah， very good， how are you？
Fine, thank you.
大家好，我很那个高兴看到大家在那里，很清楚，很清楚，都是大家很健康哈，健康哈。You are good?
Good.
所有的 VIP， 您好，谢谢光临哈，谢谢光临，时间那么匆忙还要拨空来跟我们参加这个法会，就表示说台湾的政府人员跟重要人物是很关心地球生存啦。那我们大家一起来共同工作，也许我们还可以成就世界。
师父您是不是跟我们谈谈您这个创作的背后的一些心路历程？
I better speak English, okay?
Okay.
Is it good?
Yes, please yes. speak English, Master.
Yes, for the international, the Supreme Master TV, they request us to speak English. 我两个都要好了。
师父啊，你在拍这些照片的时候，有没有遇到一些非常有趣，或者是很困难呐、啊，或者是让你觉得很高兴的事？
有一些、啊、困难，就是有一次我等他们等了两三天呐、啊，他们都不回来啊，就是我知道他们是第一次要飞的嘛，小的天鹅哈，第一次大概要飞的，因为他们在那个湖上啊，在那边练习好久好久了，嗯，那一天呢、啊，我带一个小的帐篷哈、啊，等在那个湖边那边等了好久 ，camera 什么都准备好了，他们飞出去，然后哇，好几天都没回来，我在那边等了。快变成了长颈鹿了，不然那个脖子的跟他们差不多很长了。还有哈，像平常哈，有一些动物他们很害羞了，那个小黑黑那个鼻子那个白那个中文怎么讲，知道吗 ？No，
是
，OK， 他们呢平常不会跟人接触的。不过大概他们喜欢我了，每一次看到我来，或是听到我那个高尔夫球的车来哈，他们就马上就骑到那个湖边，在那边等呢，呀、yeah, ，那个尾巴还会摇的，这个是很不平常的事情，呀、yeah. ，哦，很多了，不过一时想不起来。是想不起来。
好，
啊，还有那个小了，那小的 Kut 哈，他我已经把他救出来了，放在他的那个窝上面了。结果他在跳出来，在湖里面，然后我就跟着在上岸了、啊，跟着我跑啊。他那么小啊，几天而已，不小几天呢、啊，小的根本还不会吃东西啊，也许还不会吃啊，还跟着我跑啊，我还是要把它放回去。不过它在我那个手上的时候，哦，它躺在那边呢、啊，好像很安全，很安全呐、啊，它赖得不走啊，啊，那个觉得非常温馨呐、啊，差一点那个心忍不住想把它带回去养。太可爱，太可爱了，而且他那种信任的那种感情啊，哦，好让人，很感动啊。不过我知道，如果我带他走的话，他父母一定会很伤心，而且从那天一定不会再信任我的。所以从那个时候哈、啊，我再放他回去啊，然后他们就更信任了。更信任了，小孩什么都带出来的，不会把小孩抢起来。我过去的时候，他们都把小孩都带出来，在那个湖边等着东西吃。嗯，呀、yeah, ，还有哈，他们会听懂我讲什么的，我讲英文的，他们都懂。比方说，有时候他们平常都那些天鹅哈，会啊。爬上岸哈，然后跑到我家那边那个敲门呐、啊。然后不过有时候啊，因为他们太挤在那边了、啊，然后那个面包啊那些是比较干枯啊，我就不想让他们吃那些干枯的东西，因为小孩啊，我怕他会吞不下去，会太干嘛，所以我都一直我跑到那个湖那边呐、啊。然后他们还在那个我房子那个园里上面，所以我跟他们说，你要转头啊，转头啊，走下来才行，赶快下来。然后他们全家都转了，都转了，跟着跑到下面来，啊，就很温馨的、啊，他们都很懂事，很懂啊，根本很懂英文啊。哦呀，好惊讶，让你他们的行动啊，有时候也让你很惊讶， 好多事情。
是的，这些师父啊，他们都知道你是爱他们的，所以他们才会信任你，才会去找你。
大概是这样，他们都会信任了、啊。任何人对他们好，他们都会信任，不是师父一个人而已了。我觉得这样子。哦，不过不一定，因为那个赛赛啊，他就是男孩子嘛，有没有？哎，大概他比较信任我是女孩子了啊。我也有好几个助手嘛，啊，女的也有，男的也有。那个时候有两三个女的，还有两个男的。嗯，那个两个男，因为我常常带他们跟着我走，因为有时候他帮忙带东西啊，带食物啊，还有那个。有时候帮我那个划船啊，哎，有一次那么他们两个帮我划船，因为我要用手那个抓那个机器嘛，有没有？哎，我要用手，为了因为我的手要 camera 嘛。不过那个赛赛他不喜欢另外，他不喜欢其中一个男孩子啊，他比较大的。哦，他一看到他就面红耳赤那个全身都捧出来了，比他那个五六倍大了。然后一次绕在他旁边呢、啊，就把他赶走啊。结果那个人呢、啊，当然我们在那边划船了、啊，不听他了，认为 OK 嘛。不过不 OK 了，等一下他生气啊，他就飞上去了，差一点把他的那个几根头发拔走。好靠近，所以我就跟他讲 ，OK， 听懂了，我们要走了，哈、啊，别急，然后他就让我们了、啊，不过他在那边瞪着看看我们要不要真的到湖岸那边去，或是骗他，所以我们赶快跑到湖岸那边，然后他就让的，他不会醉，啊，他已经绕好几趟了，你不听的话，他就会不客气了，就这样子，然后。如果我一个人的话，他就不会这样子，哎。如果我跟那个男的时候，他就会很那个很凶，他不会伤害了，就他也知道了。不过他要，他给你很怕就对了啊。我一个人的话，你看我在，我有时候三更半夜起来啊，他们也不会讲什么啊，在靠近他们旁边走那个两三步就是在他那里而已，我绕在他们那个窝旁边而已，他不会做什么，真的很信任就对了。哎，那晚上啊三更半夜，因为他饿嘛，他常跑到我那个帐篷那边就找东西啊，然后我还是要起来啊，拿面包什么给他吃，哎，很信任的，不会伤害到我帐篷，很客气的啊，在旁边等而已，哎，不会吵闹，非常客气。
师父你就像他们的妈咪一样了、
If every one of us know how the animals feel, you know, and their emotion, their love, then we would never want to eat meat again.Let alone wanting to kill them or harm them in any way. They're just like us. They have exactly emotion, mentality, and personality very similar to us. They have love, they have fear, they have trust, they have friendship, they have family affection, just like us.
Thank you for expressing so well, Master.
Yeah.
前不久我们在新闻媒体上看到一则新闻，会让我们觉得蛮 shock 的，那就是说在今年的夏天哈，听说这个北极洋的冰块有50%的几率会全部融化，那么大家听到这个讯息会有什么感受呢？可能也许会说，那我又能怎么办呢？那不是我能够解决的问题啊。其实地球只有一个，它有问题我们全部都遭殃。我们可以做到一点，至少就是刚才我们说到减碳节能，还有就是师父一直在倡导的要吃素，素食不但是能够拯救地球， 同时也会让我们跟所有动物之间的关系啊，真的会越来越睦似，越来越好。我们为什么要吃它们呢？其实这个问题也是我们会一直在思考的。我们非要吃它们吗？我想这也是我们要去思考的啊。这就是我们要抗暖化，其实有很多方法是我们每个人都可以从自身就开始做起，绝对不是一个遥远我没有办法解决的一个问题，是我们每个人都可以去解决的。
是的。
接下来我们要邀请几位贵宾从不同的角度分享他们的感动。首先我们邀请到防癌长链倡导人梅湘阳医师，欢迎梅湘阳医师。
欢迎。
Beloved Master, I have seen you last weekend. 上个礼拜的时候我谈的这个题目是社区支持型农业，因为我们上个礼拜在台北县政府那边是谈环保，那这个礼拜我到这个地方来啊，我除了把书看过了，又看到了这个影像，我很有一些感触。我觉得这些两只脚、四只脚的动物朋友过得比我们人幸福太多了。我想问周遭的各位，你们觉得你们的那个生命疲不疲累？如果疲累的话，有的时候我们要反省一下，因为有人说人是万物之灵，问题何在？造成我们疲累不堪。所以今天我们来这边，一个是要祝贺我们的师父哈，他的这个影像首航在我们的福尔摩沙，我们的英格的地方啊开展啊。但是我们也要谈一下，其实伊甸，所谓的伊甸园，它里面的这个生活的情景应该是怎么样？第一个就是生要生得好。我很羡慕那一些小水鸭、小天鹅啊，它在我们的师父的爱之村里面生得好。可是我们今天诞生在福尔摩沙，也不能说生得不好嘛，是不是？那再来就是老呢，老要老得慢。其实啊，我们今天再延续下去，也有一些健康的主题。那我希望说是大家能够继续的出席，因为我想把老得慢的窍门也要跟大家分享一下。师父的这个书啊，写到最后的时候，只有提到了说那一只羊啊需要找兽医看一下，其他的动物好像也都没有去找兽医，对不对？那我们现在盖了那么多的医院，这些医院到底对我们有什么帮助？其实在欧洲，他们的医疗是两套系统，一个叫做 hospital， 就是医院的系统，另外一个叫做 sanitaria， 叫做疗养院的系统。可是今天我们一听到疗养院啊，我们都认为说好像是关精神病病人、麻风病病人的，其实已经污名化了。大家知道说在台北市现在的台安医院以前叫什么？台湾疗养院。很多人搞不清楚哦，原来啊得到了慢性病啊不是要送医院啊，反而是应该送到我们的伊甸疗养院啊。所以我们的师父啊，他已经在我们的动物朋友上面了，已经做了很成功的示范了。我希望说在下一步啊，是把伊甸疗养院啊能够多开一些，让我们人啊也好好的能够活在这个里面呢。因为我刚刚讲的，生要生得好嘛，老要老得慢嘛，病要病得轻嘛，那这就是我们大家的修行了。所以我在这边我想问一个问题，就是那些动物朋友基本上面他也不需要看什么医生，他就能够把他的治愈力发挥得那么好，是不是跟他的 NQ 有关呢？就是 Noble Quality 有关系呢？因为师父在这个前面的这个序言的地方写到的，我们人啊 NQ 高的不多呢，3%、10%的啊，这一种人是大部分呢，反而是90%的少之又少呢。那是不是说 NQ 跟这个治愈力是有密切的关系的？我们台北 现在有一个企业家，他盖了一个很大的养生村，他们就来问我了。他说这个养生村啊，房子盖那么多啊，可是生意不好哎。那我就跟他讲了，我说如果你只是把人家安排进去，量量血压，吃三顿饭，啊，做做运动，啊，在那边等死，那这个养生村根本没有什么特色嘛。但是如果能够让人家住进去，半年到一年，能够变得健康，更重要的是能够变成一个好人，那你这个养生村啊，我看大家都会排队想要去报道的。所以我希望说是哈，我们这个医店后面养生村啊，在人间啊，啊，能够好由我们的这一些有医学背景的好好的去思量思量。谢谢大家，谢谢。
好，非常谢谢梅医师。其实梅医师自己对于自然疗法还有这个免疫力的这个提升各方面，他非常有研究啊。
I can read the question in English.
Okay.
The question is from the founder of the Long Chain Against Cancer by Dr. Xiang Yangmei. The question is, human beings should love animals and learn how to heal ourselves from our animal friends. The animals do not need hospitals or doctors, medicines.
Yeah.
They can use their natural ability to heal themselves. Would Master please tell us more about this magical natural healing ability?
Thank you, Dr. Xiang Yangmei. Yes. And congratulations for your own healing power. Animal could mostly, in a friendly environment, they can heal themselves, yeah? And if they live in a friendly environment and conducive to their natural ability and power, because they live a more natural, free way of life. But nowadays, it's also difficult for them to heal themselves, as you can see, because we have made a lot of pollution, and due to loss of natural habitats, shortage of nutrition, and climate change, many species have decreased, and some even disappear. On the other hand, modern medical system for animals, in some cases, also overdosed. For example, dogs have too many vaccines and too much. Some for one or three, four times more a year, which makes them even ill and sometimes short-lived. So recently, a few years ago, you know, in some states of United States, after certain research and experiment, they concluded that dogs do not need so many vaccines, and some certain vaccines, including rabies, they probably need it only once in every 5 years, with scientists saying that even one in 7-10 years are sufficient for them. And too many of them could make the dogs sick and die. I know that myself too. It's true like that, because sometimes I have to travel around and I brought my dogs with me, and for regulation you have to have a rabies every time and many others vaccines before you can bring the dogs abroad. And some of my dogs were really sick because of those vaccines. And Benny, my little dog, was swollen. His eyes were so red and swollen everywhere. His face was swollen. He almost died. You know, we had to rush him to the emergency hospital. And Happy, the girl, she was so sick, she could hardly walk. And this is terrible because they already had vaccines almost like a year ago, and then because of traveling and almost the time has passed for 1 year, so they have to be vaccinated again, and I had to follow the regulation, but I knew in my heart that it's not necessary. And even then I knew also that scientists And vet has already proven that they don't need so often the vaccines. But what can I do? So now I'm trying to travel as little as possible. And if I travel short distance, I left the dogs at home. I don't want them to go through the suffering again. And I might lose my dogs to regulation. I mean, good intention, but it's not good for the dogs. And also some domestic animals, like dogs, cats, or birds, they become ill because of household chemical cleaning substance. Or farm animals get sick due to pesticides. Fish, they die because of farming insecticides, pesticides, etc., etc. So, by the way, I just remind you that if you have dogs and cats or birds, domestic animals, please don't clean your house, your floor, or their cages, or their sleeping quarters, anywhere at all with chemicals, cleaning substance. You can clean them, your whole house, with the vinegar solution, 50-50, yeah? 50% of water, 50% of vinegar. That will be clean enough, and your dog, your cat won't get sick ever. Otherwise, they will suffer so much, and because you cannot understand them, they even if they tell you, you cannot understand. But if you can ask any of the animal communicator, they will tell you that they suffer because of chemical substance in the house. While species suffer similar fates because we also drain our chemical substance, insecticides, pesticides, into the rivers, into the lakes, into the ocean. So we lost many of these precious species. We lost many, many of us because they are us. And we also lose ourselves, many of us, human, because of these substance, yeah? The poisonous substance, even from the farm industry. And we still not wake up yet. We not wake up yet. Because what happened to nature will affect us also. And in a very, very drastic way. Inherently, we humans also have this kind of magical healing power, as you have put it. Yeah. But most of us lost it because our attention is drawn too much outward due to survival, due to environment, due to habit, due to tradition, due to whatever attraction outside. And so we lost touch with nature. We lost touch with our mighty self. And also, on top of that, we consume poisonous substance. For example, meat, alcohol, drugs, cigarette, intoxicants, they are all poisonous. You'll be surprised. Meat is poisonous. If you do not believe me, you can do research. How much meat have harmed human being up to now? How many disease is bred because of meat-eating habit? Yeah? And on top of that, we have polluted atmosphere, an unwholesome lifestyle. So we are completely or partially cut off with self-power. That's why we cannot heal ourselves.
Thank you.
Some animals, if they live in a very wholesome area, like in a deep jungle or faraway mountain, where pollution is less likely to be too intensive, then they could heal themselves, yeah? But otherwise, you can see they are dying. They're dying. Hundreds of species are vanishing quickly, 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 every time now. So, of course, to regain our self-healing ability, we must return to our real self, the self that's not affected by outer influences, social barriers, or misconception. So we have to return back to where there is only health, only happiness and peace. Before every pollution happened, before all the poisonous substance have degraded us. Or maybe we could even prove it scientifically, but I just know it from inside, yeah? I'm not a scientist. Okay, I'm not a doctor either. Just many things I have to know, I know, see, through meditation. Now, in this world, for example, if a person is a vegetarian, completely vegetarian, I mean, no animal substance, not even milk, not even egg, yes? Then he has 60% more or less sickness than the people who are not vegetarian. But why 60%? You see, you would expect that a person who is vegetarian, don't eat animal, you know, as the saying goes, he would be healthy completely, 100%. Why he has only 60% cover? Yeah? Protection from illness. Why? Ah, because he still lives in this world, and not the whole world are vegetarian. Not many people around him are vegetarian. And the pollution of the world and everything is also infecting him and make his immunity go low, okay? But suppose if we are all vegetarian, the whole world citizen become vegetarian, then all of us will have 90% protection from illness. That means you are only 10%, you know, likely to be ill. That is on the safe side. Otherwise, we could say 100%. So it is very important to know that we are affecting one another. Even a person who is morally sound and completely vegetarian still can get affected if the multitude is not working in the same way as he does. If the multitude is not vegetarian, then he also likely to be sick sometimes, but less likely than the non-vegetarian person.
师父, 谢谢.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Doctor. And thank you for doing what you're doing. I mean, you're going around and telling people how to live healthy life and sharing with them your knowledge, you know, through personal experience. That is very precious. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Heaven bless you, Doctor.
谢谢师父.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for this special presentation of the rebroadcast of the live video conference, Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Qinghai, Eden on Earth Arts Gallery Exhibition, with guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai. Please tune in on Tuesday for part two. And now, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms is up next. Farewell and God bless.